The latest on the child sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Today, the prosecution rested their case and the defense began theirs by calling three witnesses, all friends and former colleagues of Sandusky.
Joining us now with more, Joel Achenbach, national desk writer for The Washington Post. Joel, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So you were at the trial today, and give us an idea of the testimony from these three witnesses called by the defense.
It was a strange opening for the defense, I have to say. I don't want to editorialize too much, but, we were expecting maybe Sandusky himself would testify, maybe his wife, Dottie Sandusky, maybe she would testify. We were hoping, we're thinking that we might hear about this histrionic personality disorder defense that they raised, but instead we just had some very general character witnesses, several people who said he's a great guy, has a wonderful reputation, and there was a whole discussion about the habit in athletic circles of showering, where men and boys will shower in the same public locker room. That was a preoccupation for a little while there.
And what was the reaction to that?
Well, I think that the prosecutor was surprised when the first witness said, yes, he'd seen Sandusky in the shower with boys, but he says, I've done it too. He says it's common, it's routine. And I think he was, referring to these big public facilities, where you have a big shower room with multiple shower heads, and that males of all ages would be in those showers. I think that's what they were referring to. Of course, Sandusky is not charged with showering with boys. He's charged with molesting them, often in the shower. So that was, I think the prosecutor was a little surprised that was such a big part of the defense testimony.
Now, what about Sandusky himself taking the stand? Is it a slam dunk that he definitely will, or is this just speculation at this point?
Well, during the opening last week, Joe Amendola, his attorney, I heard him say that you will hear from Mr. Sandusky that, blah, blah, blah. I heard that he said it as though Sandusky would take the stand. But a lot of the court watchers here, the lawyers who are hanging around are saying, it's very unlikely. Plus, we saw what happened when he talked to Bob Costas last fall. It was a pretty disastrous interview. He was very halting in his answers. He was kind of, he parsed the questions when asked directly, are you sexually attracted to young boys? I mean, so I don't think anyone knows if he's going to take the stand or not, or if it would help him.
And the judge in the case mentioned today when he thinks the defense's case will wrap up, right?
Well, that was another surprise. So we only heard about 100 minutes of testimony from the defense today, and at 1:45, the judge says, hey, that's it for the day. We've got a technical problem. We'll resume tomorrow, but you should know the defense is likely to rest by midday Wednesday. There'll be a brief rebuttal Wednesday afternoon by the prosecution, and then closing arguments Thursday morning. This jury is going to have this case probably by 11 a.m. Thursday morning. Don't be shocked if there's a verdict in this case by the end of the week.
Well, okay, Joel, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Sure enough. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Joel Achenbach, national desk writer for The Washington Post.